Good afternoon. After a round of heavy snow across parts of interior New York and New England this morning, a bit of a break in the action in spots as snow is lightening up a bit in spots. Still other places seeing some snowfall continue throughout the early part of the afternoon. Milder air has flowed into the lower sections of the Hudson Valley and into southern New England, and some areas of sleet being reported, as well as some freezing rain. In these locations, accumulations will be cut back a bit, and we'll only expect a couple of more inches of snow and sleet before things wind down later today. While most locations in interior New York and New England will see another 2 to 4 inches of snow, bringing storm totals to about 9 to 12 inches on average across the region by the time everything winds down later on this evening. A low pressure center over Pittsburgh is weakening, giving way to a storm over the Delmarva Peninsula, which will become the primary storm and continue to work east and north, south of Long Island, and eventually east of Cape Cod. On this track, we'll continue to see precipitation in the form of snow fly off and on through the afternoon. At the same time, an upper-level disturbance over the Great Lakes will swing through, and that'll keep the light snow going into the evening before everything pulls out to the north and east and shuts down the precipitation for the overnight hours tonight. Temperatures will stay in the 20s to around 30 today with the snow falling, and tonight will go all the way down into the single digits and lower teens for overnight lows as skies start to clear out after midnight. High pressure building in will lead us to plenty of sunshine tomorrow. Clouds will mix in, and it'll be seasonably cold with a northwest breeze, highs in the mid-20s. It'll be dry with the same high pressure center in control on Friday and Saturday, partly to mostly sunny skies both days in the lower to mid-20s. On Sunday, some suggestion of a system along the eastern seaboard that'll have to be watched for the potential for more snow into the night on Sunday night. Certainly not on all of the models, so the jury's still out on this one. We'll watch it closely for the rest of the week and into the weekend. High temperatures on Sunday will be in the upper 20s. More cold air either way behind that system on Monday and Tuesday, lower 20s with a mix of sun and clouds both days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather, winter storm warnings are still out for the lower Midwest, the Ohio Valley, and all of the Northeast. Ice and sleet a problem across coastal sections of New York and New England down toward Philadelphia. A freezing rain advisory is even out for parts of the mid-Atlantic region around the nation's capital over toward Baltimore. As the system moves away, these advisories and warnings will be let down as we get into the evening hours, and things will quiet down considerably overnight tonight. Meanwhile, behind the storm, very cold air is moving back into the middle of the country. Wind chill advisories and warnings are out for virtually all of the Great Plains from North Dakota south to Dallas in Texas and westbound into the High Plains and Rockies. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Fort Myers and Punta Gorda, both in Florida, to a low of 29 below zero at Brimson, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mixture of precipitation changing back to light snow later with temperatures holding in the lower to mid-30s, Boston snow and sleet with a few more inches of snow by the end of the day in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, we'll have improving weather with scattered snow showers still possible and highs in the middle 20s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 32 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 59 set in 1890, and the record low 15 below zero in 1918. Sunrise this morning was at 7:05 a.m., sunset this evening 5:14 p.m., 10 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with off and on light snow for the remainder of the day today, a couple of more inches possible by evening with temperatures holding in the lower to mid-20s. Snow showers this evening, drying out overnight, lows 0 to 5 above, but as low as 10 below zero in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, off and on light to moderate snow at times for the balance of the afternoon, perhaps some sleet mixing in as we get down into the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England, temperatures holding in the lower to mid-30s. Any precipitation will end this evening. We'll dry it out overnight tonight with lows right around 10 to 15 above zero. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, off and on light snow for the rest of the afternoon. 1 to 3 more inches of snow likely, with temperatures holding in the upper 20s to around 30. The snow will continue to wind down this evening and will dry it out overnight tonight with lows 5 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, off and on light snow, perhaps moderate to heavy bursts from time to time for the balance of the afternoon. A few more inches of snow likely by the end of the day, with temperatures holding in the lower 30s. Any precipitation will wind down this evening and will dry it out overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Off and on snow this afternoon, with a few more inches accumulation likely by evening, with temperatures holding in the upper 20s to around 30. All the snow will wind down this evening and will dry it out overnight tonight with lows around 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, seasonably cold, mid-20s, partly sunny Friday, mid-20s, mostly sunny on Saturday, temperatures staying in the mid-20s. There's a chance of snow on Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, in the upper 20s. And breezy and colder for early next week on Monday and Tuesday, with partly sunny skies, highs both days in the lower 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.